From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. According to a new national report, Missouri ranks third in the country for providing care to people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, many of whom receive Medicaid. KBIA's Emerald O'Brien has more.
The report released this month was created by United Cerebral Palsy, a national nonprofit organization for people with disabilities. In 2007, Missouri came in at 41 overall in the same report, meaning the state moved up 38 places over 7 years. Valerie Hoon is the director of the Division of Developmental Disabilities for the Missouri Department of Mental Health. She attributes improvements to the Partnership for Hope waiver, which was created in 2010 to get more people access to care faster.
Our providers, our county boards, our local partners, our state staff have all been working very, very hard to make sure if people have been identified for services that they're getting access to those now.
The partnership gets the state and the federal government to match money that counties put towards services for the disabled so that more money overall goes towards care. It allows for a maximum of $12,000 in care per individual. Hoon says there's also been a push to reduce the wait list for in-home care, which has gone from 725 individuals to 125 individuals since July of 2014. Additionally, over the past 7 years, Missouri has closed 6 state institutions and is working on closing another this year.
We are serving more people in the community, which means we are getting more people included into the everyday lives that everybody else gets to enjoy.
Currently, the waivers are helping to get care to over 13,000 individuals in the state. For the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Emerald O'Brien.
Missouri's banks and mortgage lenders are joining forces with colleagues across the U.S. to try to block key funding components of the Senate's 6-year highway bill. St. Louis Public Radio's Jim Howard reports.
One-third of the $50 billion to fund road projects comes from reducing dividend payments banks receive for putting their money into the Federal Reserve's bank. Payments would go from 6% to 1.5%. Craig Overfelt with the Missouri Bankers Association says that would limit what banks can do for customers and communities across the state.
It will hurt with economic development in the area they're located in. They would have to find different funding sources for those loans and other services they provide to their customers.
Separately, mortgage bankers oppose plans to generate $2 billion from higher fees paid to guarantee mortgages for mostly middle and low-income homebuyers. The Senate plan would extend a 10-year temporary increase to 14 years. In Washington, I'm Jim Howard.
Democratic Governor Jay Nixon says Missouri's ethics laws need to be revamped in light of accusations that led to the resignation of 2 state lawmakers this year. Nixon today criticized the culture in the Capitol during remarks at a school administrators' conference in Columbia. His comments followed the announced resignation of Democratic Senator Paul Lavoda amid accusations that he made unwelcome advances toward interns. Former Republican House Speaker John Deal left office in May after admitting to exchanging sexually suggestive text messages with an intern. Special elections have been scheduled to replace 3 Missouri lawmakers who resigned. Governor Jay Nixon announced today that elections will be held on November 3rd. The 3 vacancies include former Republican House Speaker John Deal of Town and Country, Democratic Representative Kevin McManus, and Independence Republican Representative Noel Torpey. Nixon says he's waiting to take action on another seat expected to become vacant. Democratic Senator Paul Lavoda of Independence says he'll resign in August. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.